This is the Big K Morning Show, and once again, we welcome Allegheny County Sheriff Kevin Krause, who joins us this morning. Sheriff, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
What's up, man? So, this Magistrate Orenstein, there's a couple issues here. This case is just one of a thousand. This guy does not believe in setting bond for anyone. They proved it in this case and many others. He also doesn't sign warrants, Larry, like important warrants. He just doesn't believe in them. And so what he's done is tossed the legal system out the window. But let me remind folks who right now are picking their noses, too lazy to go out and vote. The reason why this guy has a job, Larry, as a magistrate, is because they got the progressives fired up and a couple thousand people voted this guy in office in Lawrenceville. So shame on all those people in Lawrenceville who are too lazy to vote. And that's why this guy has this gig. Sheriff, it's fascinating about this case. Why is this guy, why is grabbing him so important to you, sir? Why?
Primarily, here's why it's important. I mean, inherently, we do this job every day. And certainly, his decisions are putting my people at risk. We don't know who's on the other side of that door. You know, when warrants are issued and we have to go out and find this individual, because clearly this magistrate, and I'm gonna call him by name, Orenstein, let this guy out. He wants to play by his own rules, which triggers common pleas judges to issue warrants where we're ordered to go out and apprehend this person and bring him before the court, which he's entitled to due process. And, you know, we get that. I mean, that's what we do. But clearly he's demonstrated he's a threat to the public, and he's a threat to my deputies, and he's a threat to police officers, you know, across this county.
You know, I have been out with their warrant teams. They're very aggressive. They're very assertive. They're very successful. They work their asses off. They have for years, and they always do. There are literally thousands of outstanding warrants right now. Is that fair, Kevin?
Yeah, I thousands, yeah. I mean, yeah. That's what we do every day. And, you know, we aggressive. I mean, we tailor each case.
Of course. You do a hell of a job. But
to try and bring people into custody and bring them before the court, and we do it with the common goal of doing it safely.
But he kind of spits in the face of everything your guys do. Says to hell with law enforcement, to hell with making an arrest, to hell with the fact that this guy was already out on bond, already has a warrant. Go home, sir. It really does anger you. And Kevin does not get angry. Is that fair, sir?
It's frustrating. I mean, it is frustrating because it clearly he's a threat, you know, and now we have to engage, and it's threatening. And I don't want to see any of my people get hurt. I don't want to see, you know, this individual get hurt. I don't want to see the public get hurt. So we try to, you know, bring him before the court with, you know, without injury. And it's frustrating that this magistrate puts this person back into the society, you know, after he's clearly demonstrated he's a threat. And that's frustrating to us. And it's getting old.
I imagine, man.
I can't imagine. You do your job, your officers do their job, and then now you've got to do a different job with the same individual that puts everybody at risk.
Yeah, and he clearly has demonstrated he carries illegal firearms.
Right.
And, you know, what does that put law enforcement up against? You know, The state troopers that risked their lives chasing him through Sharpsburg.
Right.
You know, and puts all those people at risk. I mean, what does this guy say to the people and the residents and citizens and visitors of Sharpsburg? We're just going to throw him right back into the community.
It's disgusting, man. Hey, Kevin.
It is.
Hey, is there a chance? My boy Barry sends me this intriguing question. Your guys grab him today, let's say. Is there a chance he could get back in front of Ornstein? Could that happen again?
I can't answer that.
Right. But he could.
I would hope that there's a mechanism in place where that doesn't happen. You know, and again, I get it. Not everybody needs to be in jail.
Right.
But there are people that need to be contained. And again, they're definitely, you know, they have due process and that's what we operate on. But I mean, it's just throwing dangerous people back into the society. What does that say to the people, the taxpayers?
Right on.
You know, I mean, the people that expect law enforcement to keep you safe, and you can talk about the criminal justice system,
right,
and can we do better? Sure.
Yeah.
But people have an expectation to be safe. And
well, when it comes to violent criminals and those who have illegal weapons, yeah, there's a difference between them and everybody else. Violent criminals, it's different. It just is.
There's three warrants for this guy right now. And so people know this, Kevin, you have a team actively looking for him as we speak, right?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. And our goal is, you know, to swiftly and quickly bring him into custody without any additional detriment to the community, you know, without injury to anybody, and bring him into the system, bring him before the court.
Right on.
And it's just a shame that this guy wants to play by his own rules.
It annoys the hell out of me. And so the presiding judge here, President Judge, wanted him taken off the bench and retrained for 3 months. That was the plan. State folks said, hell no.
Can't do that.
He is untouchable.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Well, be safe in your efforts to bring him to justice. And, Sheriff, appreciate the time this morning. Thank you.
All right, guys.
Thanks very much. Love him.
All right.
Love him.
All right.
Kevin Krause, Allegheny County Sheriff on the Big K
Morning
Show.
The crap show, man.